Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day Program, February the 16th, the first day of the winter vacation in the schools in the Northeast. So far in Framingham, which is my hometown, they've had school 4 days this month.
Wow.
So
what are they going to do? Tack it all at the end, I guess.
I was talking to a friend who said that her sister's kids are going to be in school until June 30th at this point.
Yeah. Huh. 4th of July in some areas. They'll look for waivers, all that kind of stuff. So that's the weather situation. Not great in the Northeast, and Richie's area is going to get a good, pretty good, well, for their area.
5 to 8 inches, yeah.
That's no story. That's pretty good story. That'll screw up things on the Beltway pretty nicely.
Oh, yeah, for absolutely. The city will be shut down tomorrow.
Right. The city of Copenhagen is shut down today after police there say that they arrested two men suspected of helping the now dead gunman carrying out the shooting attacks. So there were one or two, Kenny. It seemed to me I thought there were two involved in the shoot-up. I think two people were killed, I know that, but I thought there were two gunmen. Can you clarify that? Do you know?
What I've seen is one gunman, but apparently there were two people who helped him out in some way.
Those are the ones who were arrested.
How?
Yeah.
But the Danish police have got those two people in custody.
Right. So there's that, and then there's the horrible ISIS video, the beheading of Coptic Christians, and then the Egyptian retaliation, Jordanian retaliation. Why are they not keeping up these so-called retaliatory strikes? And why aren't the Egyptians sending their soldiers in? Why aren't the Jordanians sending their soldiers in? They all have armies. Why are
we having
for
a
us?
Summit this week? Maybe
they're waiting
we
for us.
Plan together.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of talk. How long have they been talking about this? Months.
Isn't the summit the 18th or something? Isn't it coming
months
up?
Well, so what's that going to prove?
I'm just saying, maybe it's time to talk about a coalition.
Yeah. That always works well.
By the time we put something together, they have moved another 5 miles and taken over another town. And
yeah. It's laughable. With all the firepower that we have on our own, never mind the rest of the world, with all the firepower we have, it was sitting here like bumps on logs.
You can't move it.
888-302-3684. Comments on that. Kenny's monitoring social media. The Facebook page is facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. So what are people saying about this latest massacre in Denmark and the ISIS? That's a massacre, too, in essence.
Dan says, let them have it, each other. You can't fix those extremists. Religion, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. Every major war in the history of the planet has been fought over religious differences. It is completely out of control. Yeah.
World War II?
World War II is about the Jews. That's where it all started.
Hitler wasn't... He didn't use... religion to it was hate.
Of course he did. Well, hey, it's a hate aimed at Jews. That's yeah. The whole thing, the whole reason for his support was the Jewish influence
Vietnam
on the business. Vietnam and Korea. They weren't major. I mean, when you get right down to World War II, I'm talking about the real big wars. World War I was a religious thing. You go back to the killing of Archduke Ferdinand and what was the
Civil
reason? Would you stop it?
888-302-3684. You get the idea, Rich. You get the idea.
Yeah, well, he's always willing to take a shot. The essence of the... I was told not to keep doing that because I'm using that word too much, so will you remind me, Jennifer?
The essence? Vanilla essence?
Essence. I don't want to use that word. Kenny, I didn't want to cut you off. How about more comments about this?
Okay. John says, let's go all in. The ISIS need to be wiped off the face of the earth. Of course, then we'll have to take care of the next jihad group that will inevitably take their place, and it'll be a never-ending holy war.
Yeah, but either you take care of them or you just let them grow. I mean, what's the alternative here? There is no alternative.
Well, it is a never-ending war, because as soon as you wipe these guys out, somebody else is like...
Yeah, but if you don't wipe these guys out, then what happens? We'll
die.
Well,
you got to remember, Al-Qaeda's still there.
No, I'll die, but we certainly... Well, not going to have pleasant. A good time of it. No, every day is full of this kind of conversation. Kenny, what else?
Chase says, good thing about this time is that there are Muslim countries who are helping to take on ISIS.
Mm. But they're still fanatics. There's too much fanaticism involved in this. And this is, with the accessibility of weaponry now, you can buy stuff on the black market anywhere, anything that you want. Look at some of the pictures of these kids who are in France, for example, the Charlie Hebdo thing. Look at the firepower, the kind of guns and things that they're getting their hands on. Where do they get the money to do this? None of these guys have jobs. They grow up in the toughest sections in France. They did a study of the men that got involved in Charlie Hebdo, and they all came from the toughest neighborhoods in Paris and a couple of the other cities. They were neighborhoods that they admitted basically leaving alone. They were off the map as far as police is concerned, and so they wrought what they created. They allowed these people to live in these horrible circumstances and not do anything about what they're... It's like some of the drug lords. The fact that they live pretty much because they either pay off the authorities or the authorities are so afraid of them that they just leave them alone. How is that? Meanwhile, they're chasing you around in your car for going 68 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. All right? And I'm saying that sort of facetiously, but our priorities are so screwed up. I was about to use the other word. They really are. Our number one priority should be getting rid of ISIS. Getting rid of this problem. And it's not. It's just talk. Talk, 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 talk. It's like we don't have the balsam to do something. Then what the hell are we spending all this money on the military for? Either we spend it and use it, or we stop spending. 888-302-3684. Any more, Kenny?
Sure. Hector says, unfortunately, if we don't take care of this matter now, it'll be catastrophic for us in the long run.
Yeah. Well, I think there's truth to that. In a moment, the end of a great career here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
The National Association of Realtors, Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. Be sure to work with a realtor to help you through that process. The passing of Gary Owens
upsets me. And it upsets me because of a number of things. Iconic. He was serious about what he did, but yet he was funny, funny, funny. Anybody who ever met him, Jennifer, I'm sure that you did. I met him a couple of times. He just was one of those guys.
Such a bout with diabetes, and that was the really sad thing.
Yeah, yeah. I had seen two different reports. One says he's 78. The other one said he was 80. Somewhere in there. Six seasons.
By the way, still young.
From laughing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no matter what. Let's try to get people to look at something other than all of the bad that we're surrounded with. From time to time, you hear me talking about things that I think are worth your attention. That's why I've invited Richard Krulik here. He's the CEO of U.S. Luggage. And they're a, obviously from their name, they are a luggage company. They have started something that I think is worthy of your attention. Richard, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Hey,
Doug. You've started something called a case for giving, obviously a play on words, because you want people to take their old luggage and use it for what purpose?
Well, at Briggs & Riley, we started this program called A Case for Giving, as you said. And the idea is that people can bring in their gently used luggage that might be sitting around, or they may not be using very much anymore, and they want something to do good with it. So they can bring it to a store and trade it in, and we will give them a credit for that. And then the bags will go to a good cause, like a foster home or such.
So why, this is, by the way, folks, for those of you who are looking, Briggs & Riley will tell you where some of those are. This is now through the 1st of March, and it doesn't have to just be a Briggs & Riley store, isn't it? Luggage stores all over the country, or is it just at Briggs & Riley's?
No, we don't have Briggs & Riley stores generally. We have partner through specialty retail luggage stores.
Right.
And the idea is that you bring it into a participating luggage retailer. We have about 215 around the country that have joined this this program. And until March 1st from now, everybody can bring in that bag, whether it's a Briggs & Riley or somebody else's brand, and they'll get a credit towards a new Briggs & Riley bag, and then they know that their old bag is going to be donated by that local luggage store to a charity in their general vicinity, which we help them find.
I think that's the idea behind this, and one of the reasons that I thought it was cool, I forgot, and I thought Briggs & Riley, for some reason or another, had some stores, specialty stores with their own products in it in some of the malls, but they sell directly to stores all around the country. The idea of doing this, for those of you who are, and this is one of the big things, when you're looking for luggage, you always say, what am I going to do with my old luggage? A lot of people just throw them out. They just put it in the recycle bin, or they put it by the road and they fill it up with trash and the rubbish men take it away. So here's a good way for you to get a $100 credit on a new Briggs & Riley bag and donate this thing so that it can be used by people who can't, and in essence, buy a new one, right? I mean, that's where we're, the Ronald McDonald House seems to be involved from what I can read here in this big time.
Yeah, we partnered with Ronald McDonald House as one of our charities that we facilitated with our retailers to contribute the luggage to. The whole thing came about actually when I was talking to some people involved in the foster home community, and mm-hmm. they were talking about how their kids, when they get adopted, they're putting all their belongings in a hefty bag and walking out to the car, you know, elated with the family that just adopted them. But, you know, it kind of stings a little bit to be throwing all your valuables and personal belongings that that you have in a garbage bag. So the idea came about, well, you know, luggage has a wonderful purpose, and there's been so many changes in luggage over the years with weight restrictions and four-wheel spinners and things like that, that it seemed like a great idea as people are getting rid of their old luggage and getting new luggage. Let's find a way to have a win-win, and really help these foster homes, and then the other organizations like Ronald McDonald House that we reached out to as well, to take those old pieces of luggage that people have and put it to good use.
All right, I have a curve for you. You're going to kick out of this. Has anybody ever said you sound just like Dick Morris? You know who Dick Morris is?
No.
Dick Morris was the
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal standard and long-term storage products, or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
One-hit wonder contest. Trying to qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs.
And my name is Larry. Now I like a woman who loves her freedom. And I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you get that description, baby, come with me.
This is, has the makings of a stumper.
Yeah, I've never heard this, I don't think.
It's a very smooth group. This song is called Float On. The group comes from Detroit. Topped the charts this week, 1977. You know who it is? Call us at 888-302-3684, and you'll qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs that will take place next month. This is very smooth. It almost sounds like Philadelphia music, even though it's a Detroit group.
Chris,
you crank it up a little, will you?
Now I like a woman that's quiet.
Yeah.
A woman who carries a sign. Miss Universe.
There you go.
She's quiet. She looks like Miss Universe. Perfect.
There you go. Right. Is it a doll?
Get along, dude.
The group comprised of brothers Paul and James Mitchell, Larry Cunningham, Charles Clark, and Ralph Mitchell. They grew up in a housing project in Detroit, all friends. This song was written by James Mitchell, one of the boys. Features every member of the group, and they each explain their astrological sign and their perfect romantic partner. That's what this is all about. Listen to the sign side of it. Crank it up.
See, I like all women of the world. And if you understand what I'm saying, I want you to.
Leo's. Fell in love with a Leo. she would describe our relationship with the astrological combination as being difficult, this great passion. I am a great fan of astrology, as most of my close friends know. I think that there are great things to be learned. I don't know, you learn them listening to this song. This song, Float On, was not only in the top of the charts here in the U.S., but also the U.K. In 1977, the fall of the year, Cheech and Chong recorded a parody called Bloat On. I'll try to find that, Richie, somewhere.
That's funny.
Original adapted in the 90s for Cadbury Egg television commercials. They only had one hit, but it enabled them to perform together as a group for over 30 years. They've been out on the road. Isn't that amazing? One song gets them as the opening act for lots of different groups as they go around. So, who is this? 888-302-3684. If you are into this era of music, you're probably going to figure this out. All right, let's see. How about Kathy? Hello, Kathy. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm good.
And where are you?
Lake City, Florida.
So no trouble with weather problems down there. You may see a cloud in the sky today, a little shower activity this afternoon, thunder shower, right? That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah, all right. So who do you think this is?
Modest Mouse.
What? Say it again?
Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse. I never heard of them.
Yeah.
You have, Richie? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Kathy, guess what?
What?
It's not right.
No.
Oh, shucks. All right, but thanks for the try anyway. Good to talk with you. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and it's great to have you as part of my morning.
Well, that's good. Where are you? Where are you?
El Paso, Texas.
Yep, KTSM was in there the other day. Nice to have you here. What's the name of the group?
Pretty much like the title of the song, except it's called The Floaters.
The Floaters. Get you lined up for our drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor Resort. Thanks.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. 206 years ago this week, one of the most respected leaders our nation has ever known was born. His name? Abraham Lincoln. While most of us remember Lincoln as one of our greatest presidents, many believe he was also one of the wisest lawyers ever to practice law in America, too. Oh, he lost his share of cases, but his high ideals and his refusal to sue another person unless it was a last resort earned him great respect. Listen to what he said to his fellow lawyers on the topic of suing another person, and I quote, "Discourage litigation. Persuade your neighbors to compromise whenever you can. Point out to them how the nominal winner is often a real loser in fees, expenses, and waste of time." End of quote. What wonderful advice. Now let's be fair. Lincoln knew that people will have disputes from time to time, and sometimes lawsuits are necessary. But he also believed that there are better ways of resolving disputes than in court. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCA.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Monday is upon us, and we're having a good, good day. Thanks to you and your companionship. Thank you. I have the companionship of Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. It's at the controls in our studio in Washington, where they're going to get some snow. Today is a holiday. Today is President's Day. And if I had a dollar for every mattress, every sheet, every car, every washing machine, every table that was going to be sold today in honor of Georgie the Wash or Abraham
good
Lincoln.
Good deal, though. Come on.
So what's a big deal?
Having no, sheets? It's a good deal. You know, the President's Day weekend is a great deal. Time
George
for sales.
Washington. How many presidents can you name, Jennifer?
How many can I name?
Yeah.
You want me to do it now?
Yeah.
Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Herbert Hoover. I'm not doing them in order.
No.
I'm not doing them in any order.
No.
Let's see. You've got Eisenhower. You have Ford. You have Kennedy, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, Obama, Bush, Clinton. You want me to keep going?
That's good. No, keep me on. Kenny, you want to throw a few in?
You want to keep at it? I can keep going, but go ahead, Ken.
John Adams, Thomas Jefferson.
James Madison, James Monroe.
John Quincy Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Jackson. Ken and I are looking at the same list.
I know. Why are you guys cheating?
Martin
I didn't
Van
cheat.
Buren, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, James Polk, Zachary Taylor.
You guys are cheaters. I don't want to play with you anymore.
Well, we just had time to look it up. Franklin Pierce. There's one you don't remember here. Yeah. James Buchanan, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, James A. Garfield, Chester A. Arthur. Chester A. Arthur.
Chester.
Republican from 1881. Who remembers that one? Grover Cleveland.
Yeah. One of the things that that we miss on President's Day is the essence of what... would you stop using that word, Doug? Please.
Essence.
Jennifer.
Essence. Vanilla essence.
Yeah. The real sort of story essence. Of the presidents, most of these... The real story. Most of these presidents were not very good. And they weren't very, they weren't, in a sense, they weren't really prepared for the job. The people who have done best are the ones whose names we have known through history. But because of media today, we seem to know better the presidents since World War II. But and are they better than some of the names?
It's our lifespan.
It's our lifetime, right. Yeah, right.
In recent history.
But when you look at the caliber of people that used to be elected to the presidency, and you see how we've survived, some of these men were really numbskulls. They had nothing.
And dirtbags.
Oh, terrible. And so what, if you understand U.S. history and you figure how we survived, and this is one of the optimistic ways of looking at the mess that we have right now, except the government has become so big and almost all-powerful and out of control. But I can just imagine looking back at the history of this country, if Calvin Coolidge had been in charge now, what would things be like? Or you can go back to Millard Fillmore if you want to, or Franklin Pierce, or any of these other basic no-names that nobody remembers, Harrison. They didn't really do much. But because government was said, first of all, there wasn't much government at all. There wasn't much law and order until after World War I. There really wasn't. I mean, if you look around at this country during the 19th century, it was really open. It was really open. There wasn't much law and order. And so it was just the eastern cities that had any kind of law and order. Other than that, you were on your own. There's so much corruption. And it was at all levels of government. We think it's corrupt now, and it is, but it was, I mean, this is nothing today in comparison to what it used to be. But you think about President Day and the people that we honor, maybe there's a reason that the only two that we really think of are Washington and Lincoln. Because most of the others, certainly through the beginning of the 20th century, were lame.
Isn't it funny that most of the good presidents were all Aquarians, like your fabulous co-host over here?
Really? Good job, Jennifer. Thank you. Schools are set to reopen today across Liberia after the Ebola outbreak forced them to close last year. There are certainly concerns about the Ebola virus still. As recently as last month, one of the schools was used to screen sick people for Ebola. And so they're worrying about how to clean that up, disinfect the school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's, you know, we, for our part, we spend a lot of money building a lot of facilities that will never be used, the typical stuff that we have. We overdo, we're too late. And I wonder if that isn't going to be the same problem when you talk about dealing with ISIS. And these horrible people, we're just not doing anything. American people are becoming impatient with this, as are people around the world. And this goes back to what I was saying about how many bad presidents we've had. Most leadership in the world is gutless. Most leadership in the world they aren't really leaders. Most of them are cowards that are political opportunists. But when you get right down to it, we complain in our country because we really don't have experienced leaders. We have people that come across well in the news media, so that's how they get elected. They're liars, they're cheaters, they don't do what they say they're going to do. They only have their own interests, self-interests at heart. They're not really here to help. And so we think that's the situation here. No, it's a situation around most of the world. Africa is much worse. And people in Asia, the leaders there, they're opportunists, and they take advantage of the opportunity.
They're all crooks.
Yeah. Legalized extortion. Look at Mubarak, who was the president of Egypt. He and his family collected $8 billion for themselves over the time that he was protected by America. Same as that Saudi Arabian stooge that's in there now. These people are making billions of dollars, and we feather their nest. It's because they can sell their oil and have the deals with the West that makes them as rich as they are. And we put up with and we tolerate the things that we would never tolerate here. Never with these people. And yet it's expedient because it's business, and the corruption comes from looking at who's buying the seats. Who pays, who is a contributor to whoever is elected, whether it's the president, whether it's the Congress, whether it's Senate, whether it's governors, they're all paying, and that's where, and it was forever thus. So are we whistling against the wind when we throw our hands up and say, this is exasperating because leadership is so bad? Because leadership is so bad everywhere, and it's always been bad. But yet today, we have a hard time being on our own because we don't seem to have, they don't, the leaders don't have courage, and we don't seem to have courage. Is that right or not? I mean, say what you will about some of these people that are signing up for these companies that are sending private forces in to fight these guys. Those people have some courage, and they're interested in money. They're mercenaries, but, you know, and I'm not saying I'm holding them up as examples of wonderful human beings, but where do we get our courage these days? And that goes across the board. Courageous enough to be a good leader in business and say things and do things that are not with the mainstream. Same thing in politics. Same thing in personal, your personal life. When do you stand up and say, you know, this is it for me. These are my principles, and this is what I'm willing to do. And, you know, you stick to it. That's not an easy thing to find. Life is a compromise, and that's true, and it's important to know when and how to compromise. But we're compromising with ISIS for what reason? There is no compromise there. You wipe them out. That's it. But we're not, because we've got a bunch of lily-livered cowards running most of these countries. Comments? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or Rich or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook page is /Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. In a moment, Jennifer brings us a lot of television news here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
57 channels, and what do you got? Richie's got his
finger. Is this my new theme?
Up his butt.
Oh.
Nice.
Wow. Wow.
You can probably hit the button on that one if you want to. Or not. All right, let's see.
I'll let you stand up there.
No, thank you. The poll today at DougStephan.com. Top 10 Saturday Night Live cast members. We're wondering which one is your favorite. John Belushi, Eddie Murphy, Tina Fey, Mike Myers, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Phil Hartman, Amy Poehler, Gilda Radner, Chevy Chase. I would probably pick Belushi or Gilda Radner. Who? Did you watch the red carpet last night and the interview with that Carson did with Chevy Chase? Did he seem like he was like goofed out, gone?
Well, Chevy Chase is kind of weird these days. He has I don't know, he has the reputation of just being sort of out there and weird.
I read a whole article last night on what a jerk he is and how he is just angered everybody that he ever worked with.
Really?
And he's one of my favorites, from the old days. Not anymore.
He spent a lot of time, but he's not funny anymore. All right, so the video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the SNL 40th anniversary last night. It's a digital short from Adam Sandberg and Adam Sandler highlighting moments on the show where cast members broke character and laughed. So you got to see it. Listen to the first little part of it.
It was funny.
Hey, it's us in Stupid Wigs. If you're in tonight's audience, it means you did it. You're an SNL great.
Congratulations. You know, there's been a lot of classic moments here over the years.
Yeah, a lot of classic moves. But right now, we're going to sing a little song about just one. Just one. Now listen up. It's the night of the show, your sketch is killing. The audience is having the time of their life. When suddenly it hits you, a case of the giggles, and you know that you can't hold it inside. And that's when you break! Let the smile cover your face!
So now they're showing clips of all the times when just whoever it was on the cast just couldn't hold it together and was just losing it.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. Yeah.
All right. A couple of highlights. Sarah Palin made an appearance last night on the SNL 40th anniversary show.
Next question. Yes, Tina.
Yeah. No, it is Sarah.
Sorry. Governor Palin, welcome.
Yeah, I'm just curious, Jerry, how much do you think Lauren Michaels would pay me if I were to run in 2016?
Run for president, Sarah? I don't think there's a number too big.
Okay, just hypothetically then, what if I were to choose Donald Trump as my running mate?
Sarah, you're teasing us. That's not nice. I'll see you at the party.
I didn't get it last night, but I guess.
Now here's a slice from an SNL Weekend Update with Jane Curtin, Amy Poehler, and Tina Fey.
Good evening, I'm Jane Curtin.
I'm Tina Fey.
And I'm Amy Poehler, and here are tonight's top stories. So much of the world has changed since the show began. Back in the 70s, gas was 57 cents a gallon, and now it's $2.60. But who cares? It still gives me the same buzz. Viewers of Saturday Night Live span several generations, from the baby boomers to Generation X, all the way to whatever you call the little dummies who are live tweeting this right now instead of watching it.
All right, the passing of Gary Owens, Jennifer. The voice for a lot was live from Burbank. You didn't say live from Burbank, I don't think. The last
from beautiful downtown Burbank.
Downtown Burbank. And one of the updates I saw on social media was Burbank is a little less beautiful this morning.
Yep. Yeah, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Just a great personality, great radio guy. And that's how
and really worked up until the end. He was always doing little things here and there.
Yeah, he was. All right, Conan O'Brien's in the news today, Jen.
Yeah, he's going to Cuba to hang out with Ricky Ricardo. The talk show host has spent
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Most people who aren't fans of I Love Lucy like you are, probably that's a generational thing, and most of your generation wouldn't get that.
You're right. Well, I'm an old lady when it comes to I Love Lucy. I love
Ricky Ricardo from I Love Lucy.
From Cuba, yes. Anyway, Conan O'Brien hanging out with Ricky Ricardo this past weekend. He spent the weekend in Havana to film an upcoming segment for his TBS late night show. He was there for several days. He took in the sights and experiences. experience daily life. This actually is pretty historic, though. It marks the first time that a late-night host has filmed on mainland Cuba since the 1962 embargo. And, of course, this follows President Obama's call in December to restore diplomatic ties with the nation. You can see Conan in Havana March 4th on TBS. Now, the WGA Awards were over the weekend, Dougie, the Writers Guild of America. Were held in New York City, and True Detective came out the big winner. It beat all Mad Men, House of Cards, Game of Thrones, The Good Wife for Best Writing in a Drama Series. It also grabbed a trophy for Best New Series, winning over The Affair, The Nick, Silicon Valley, and Transparent. Also, as a side note for soap fans, General Hospital won for Best Writing in a Daytime Drama.
Good news. Good job, Jennifer. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Michael Levine is now with us. The focus on success. How to get people excited about success. How to do excellent work. How to move ahead. You all know that one of the main themes with me on the Good Day program is how to teach people how to do things. I don't know if teaches like sounds too professorial, but I'm really interested in guiding people to success, to doing well. After all, when we all do well, we all do better. So here's Michael Levine, who's had a successful career as a brilliant PR person, helped a lot of the great stars and a lot of people who are household names become more successful. And now he's turned his attention to helping you become successful. The guide to success that he's responsible for is called The Excel Report. TheExcelReport.com. TheExcelReport. TheExcelReport.com. Each week he joins me for a visit to talk about success. There are a lot of testimonials. I'm looking at homepage information here. Testimonials from people who have taken your advice, are doing well, people who are delighted with your style and substance. So what are we cooking on this week?
Well, first, just thank you for that very kind introduction. The Excel report comes out only twice a month. It's a simple email, and it gives you a story or a a topic that talks about how a human being can reach their full potential and how they can avoid traps that sap their full potential. Today's topic, really, Doug, is a very simple one. It's called the library card. The library card. Now, let's start with some basic facts. Only 3% of Americans today possess a library card. That means 97% of Americans drive past the library and 3% drive in. Now, if you choose to get a library card, here's some good news. Number one, it's free. Number two, it has remarkable resources in it. Again, for free. It has books, it has audio tapes, it has DVDs. Many of them educational, many of them entertainment. But even the entertainment material possesses a great capacity to educate. So we say to ourselves, why is that true? Why is only 3% of Americans currently using this free resource? Can you imagine if within 5 years the population of library card holders in America went from 3% to 10%? Wow! It would be like putting another... Now, remember, that's a huge number of people. That would be like putting 30 million people through college for free if they stayed and worked at it for 4 years. It's remarkable. It would have a tremendous impact. It would have an impact on the people going. It would have an impact on the society. It would be remarkable. You can learn virtually anything in a library. Now, for those of you who enjoy the computer and Google, that is a wonderful resource as well. And if you couple that with a library card, you know, life is likely to excel significantly. So today's topic is just something simple that you can do for free. And many, the overwhelming majority of Americans don't do it.
It's like having a passport. Most Americans don't have a passport, don't know what goes on outside of our country. Imagine what you can find out about not only our country, your world, our world. It's all there. I was thinking as you were describing it and using the words, the imagination, what I remember about going to the library when I was first in, I think, the second grade. The second grade class, we'd go over across the street to the library, and a lady named Mrs. Nielsen would read us stories. And then we'd go, we want to find more of these stories, and it grew from there. I love to read. You're right. There is a lot of stuff you can get online, but you could put, what a wonderful way of encapsulating what you're saying, suggesting to people they could spend 4 years in the library, not have to pay for an education. Look what you could learn, all kinds of things. And by the way, the Excel report is full of all kinds of testimonials aimed at helping you understand how Michael Levine does all of this. The secret to success, a lot of you would be helped greatly by going to theexcelreport.com, a great guide for success, theexcelreport.com. Doug Steffen with Michael Levine here on the Good Day Program.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.